Showers and thunderstorms will be moving across a fair amount of the Midwest here later today through the night tonight, and we'll likely see some widely varying amounts of rainfall resulting from these storms. Some locations from southeastern Missouri into portions of Ohio could easily get some localized amounts over an inch. And this morning we have some strong storms moving through northern portions of Illinois headed for Indiana that could also produce some locally heavy amounts of rain. However, this cluster of storms is weakening as it moves eastward. Most likely it'll fall apart. We'll wait for the next round of significant precipitation to be more concentrated on that Missouri to Ohio corridor. And the frontal boundary is going to move through the Midwest rather swiftly. We'll likely find it outside of the region already by the time we get into the day on Saturday, and we'll be experiencing cooler temperatures behind this event. Highs will be limited to the 60s and 70s for a quick day or two, and then we'll turn right around and start warming things back up again. The majority of the Midwest will not get much meaningful precipitation from this event. Only that corridor that I mentioned from Missouri to Ohio that is likely to see the more significant amounts of moisture. Most other areas, a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain, with maybe some local amounts, a half inch is about as good as it's going to get. And so we won't be seeing a big improvement in soil moisture, and that means some of the northwestern, midwestern areas which have been driest recently will stay driest and just not see a tremendous lift in moisture in those locations. The frontal boundary had already moved through Minnesota and the Dakotas prior to this broadcast, and those areas are not likely to see another chance for rain for a while. We do expect to see the cooler temperatures get us down low enough for perhaps a little bit of frost in the far northwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and that will occur over the next morning or two. We don't expect temperatures to be low enough to bring on a significant freeze event, but we will see some patches of frost with some 30-degree temperatures possible in a few of those far northwestern locations. Otherwise, 40s and 50s will occur over the weekend for low temperatures, and our high temperatures are likely to run mostly in the 60s and 70s here today and tomorrow in the north, and then we'll probably see 70s and 80s coming back across a big part of the Midwest as we get into next week. The majority of the precipitation chances will stay minimal as we get into next week until we get to about the middle part of the week, and a new frontal system will begin to push through the region and help to set off showers again. Now, this next frontal boundary is going to behave much like this first one in the sense that the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt will see minimal amounts of moisture, and the frontal system will become a little bit better developed, and rainfall becoming a little bit more significant as it passes through the heart of the region from portions of Nebraska and Kansas over to Michigan and Ohio. A lot of that will occur a week from now, and we don't expect to see much more than a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rain come with that, remembering that the rains in the northwestern Corn Belt will be more or less minimal. And we will expect a little bit of rain to also fall in hard red wheat country from that particular event, but the showers that will occur in hard red wheat areas over this next 24 to 48 hours will not be nearly as significant as that which will occur in the eastern Midwest, and there will still be a big need for soaking rains across the central and southwestern plains. We do expect to see temperatures stay in a warmer mode once we get into the latter part of next week and into the following weekend, even though we have that cool front coming through the region. Another ridge of high pressure is expected to build up behind it so that we see some additional warm and relatively dry conditions. Harvest progress will likely accelerate as more of the lower eastern Midwest sees a net drying environment. Meantime, it will be aggressive harvesting in the drier areas in the northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.